All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. You know, I don't think that there was anything wrong with that that painting. Bob writes, it's a schooner. I don't know what that means, but supposedly that is a great reference that Nick understood. So well done on the joke. Nick says students are such pussies. They really are. They really are. Well, that one guy is. So now because that one bitch says, oh my God, it's offensive. We gotta get rid of that. Oh my God, you asshole. I am, that is so dumb. If I'm the school, I contact the artist and say, look, we're taking away the one, but we want you to do another one, all right? And be a little less vague in what it is that that you want to depict. We need more schools, okay, turning towards these crybaby bitches and saying, tough shit. Fuck you. I like it. What are you going to do about it? You know, I think that goes a long way. I mean, Trump is the president now. It's okay to say the R word. And hell, I wouldn't be surprised if people are saying F rhymes with bag in a couple of weeks. Why are conservative cunts bitching on TV about a stupid painting, you dumbass twat? Take a page from your goddamn leader and get on board with the winning team here. Come on. Speaking of Trump, Trump is going to be at the Super Bowl. It's the first time in forever that a sitting president has actually gone to the game. Now, say what you will, but Trump has had a very busy and, despite what a lot of people say as horrible, a productive week, 2 weeks. I made the point the other day. Do you remember tariffs? Do you remember that the world was coming to an end because of tariffs? That started Tuesday? And then the next thing you know, no one's talking about tariffs. Because Wednesday came and Trump talked. And on Wednesday, Trump said, we need to level the Gaza Strip and fucking start over. I did find out, by the way, that when you all said easy, none of the other Muslim nations want the Palestinians and Hamas. You are right about that. The Lebanese are like, ugh. Yeah, we'll support him. But we don't want him here either. That's true. So I don't know how that's going to work. And I honestly don't think that it is. I don't think that anybody is going to come to actually like supporting the Palestinians. You know? Tofa says he sounded like a six-year-old wanting a toy dinosaur. Well, you know what we should do? We should, like, move them here. Actually say, come here. I mean, Trump loves walls. Build, like, right in the middle of, like, South Dakota, a massive Palestinian utopia. And this is it. Just say, this is your new Holy Land. This is yours. You know how, like, we did with Native Americans? Okay? When we, like, gave them land and reservations, created reservations and whatnot, we can open up the new Gaza Strip and build it from the ground up and have casinos and fucking belly dancers. It's like an amusement park. Flying carpet rides, the whole goddamn deal. And those people will get very wealthy, okay? And we just keep them sequestered. They can't leave, okay? It's better than what you had before. You were sequestered there. But now you're sequestered here. And put a wall all the way around them and then one on top. So that it's like a box. Like a plexiglass box. It'll be hot because the sun will magnify the heat. They're used to that there. It's fantastic. I don't really know the temperature of the Gaza Strip. It might be more temperate because they're right by the water. But, hell, even put them by a lake. I don't give a shit. I think that's a solid idea. I'm actually on board with that idea. I mean, if we sold them out, if they were able to convince these people, yeah, you're gonna get meals, everything's taken care of, you don't have to work, and you got your own casino. People are gonna come in. It's gonna be like Vegas of the Middle East. It's New Gaza, and then Trump can take care of you, and then we get the Gaza Strip. That's a nice vacation land. We'll rebuild it with a massive amount of golf courses for Trump. Boom, he's in business. This guy, I'll give him this. He's turned into an out-of-the-box thinker. Now, none of these ideas are going to come to fruition. They're all crazy. But they're fun to talk about. My point on this is Wednesday he talked about leveling the Gaza Strip and getting all the Palestinians out and have them so no one talks about tariffs on Wednesday. Today is Thursday. Today we're talking about what he talked about on Wednesday later in the day. Because Tuesday he talked about Gaza, that went to Wednesday. Wednesday he talks about transgender athletes. You're out. So now we talk about that on Thursday. 2 days ago, no one even gives a shit about the tariffs anymore. This guy has America eating out of the palm of his hand. And now he's got the Super Bowl. He said that the Chiefs are going to win. And he said why. I think he said that he likes Patrick Mahomes or some shit. And, that's not really going out on a limb because the whole thing about the refs being paid off, I'm not a conspiracy guy, but I do believe that. There is a, Freebeer was talking about this the other day. There is a video that exists of like 2.5 minutes of the refs fucking the Buffalo Bills. And I checked it out after he mentioned it. I go, you know, he's right. Oh, my God, this is a great video. And the refs did that. I should probably get it. Maybe we can get that. Refs screwing the Bills montage. Oh, my God. They're, like, way too long. I was hoping for, like, a short one. Okay.
Third and three.
This is what's his name? John Boy. John Boy does a great job of these breakdowns of his. So let's check out John Boy's John Boy's breakdown of the Chiefs getting screwed. This is a short.
Third and three. Fake the inside handoff. Go outside. Get the first. Okay, they didn't get it by half a yard. Okay, QB sneak. The inside handoff, go outside, get the first. Okay, they didn't get it by half a yard. Okay, QB sneak and push him over the line. No. Breakdown is brought to you by Captain Morgan, and they say they stopped him. I made the Chiefs player invisible. See that pylon behind? Let's just drag that down a little bit. I've got the head of the football over that dang line. Josh Allen in yellow to make it easier. And he's, okay, is he over the line here? You go from the line and then just, you know, up this dude's butt and up the line. And like, yeah, he looks like he's there. There's, well, you don't know where the ball is. Well, we do know where the ball is. It's kind of dead center. It's right under his chin, right? And that line We're just going to ride that straight up. Where's his chin? The ball's under his chin. The ball's on both sides of his chin. I got first down. And then here's the other angle. And, oh, yeah. I mean, that one looks like he's,
that's,
you know,
his
butt's
angle
over.
There is of Josh Allen getting that fucking first down.
His head's over. The ball's over. It's actually the first spot that was more egregious. You did all the science on the second spot. The first spot, the third and three. Oh, you're right. Because the official probably thought his knee went down.
Nope.
But his knee was not down. See, they probably thought his knee was down.
They can review that, too.
There. So he marks it there, but his knee was not down, and he's able to actually switch the ball and get it out. By the time his elbow goes down, ball lands, he's on the line. Breakdown was brought to you by our good friends at Captain Morgan. When you and your crew...
Yeah, they got screwed. I am absolutely saying that the fix is in. Cole says, fuck this Super Bowl. I'm with you. I mean, come on now. Give me a break. Jeremy says the audio is a bit hot. Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. You can't have it all. You'll appreciate the solid audio one day. It's better than too quiet. All right. Let me get after some of these amazing sponsors that make this show happen in the first place. Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Get a brand new golf cart from either Yamaha or EZGO. They've got a wide selection of ATVs, UTVs, motorcycles, snowmobiles, scooters, go-karts. They have it all at Impact Power Sports in Rockford, Michigan, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Frank Fuss is the licensed insurance agent slash broker for the show. You can get more information about getting your healthcare.gov policy. Frank will help you every step of the way. Anybody can go to healthcare.gov and sign up for a policy. It's just that it takes some time and it's pretty easy to screw up. Have Frank do it. His guidance will be perfect every step of the way. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. And Frank will help get you started today. He can also help you with a life insurance policy. If you or someone you know or love is getting ready to utilize Medicare because they're of retirement age or whatever, and or planning their retirement with Social Security benefits, Frank will help you every step of the way. Go to buyinsurancehere.com for all of that. Okay. EZ and Pooh Bear, we are venturing out Saturday. And to me, this is a sign of couple maturity. If you are ever in a spot where your significant other, well, in this case, wife, is fired up to do something and makes a plan and then tells you about the plan. This is not a diplomatic venture. Your job is to go, oh my God. Yes, I want to drive all the way to Columbus, Ohio to go to the world's largest bookstore and spend the night in Columbus. Yeah, let's go. And I do. Honestly, I don't care if it's around the block or if it's driving anywhere with my wife because I like my wife. I love my wife, but I like being around her. She's a very fun lady, you know? So if I ever get to a point in my life where Pooh Bear wants to do something and I'm like, yeah, there's only one particular thing that I won't do and I can't even say what it is. For fear of retribution from another source. I don't know why I uttered that out loud. It's kind of blue balling you. But when it comes to something like this, that just her and I do together, You bet your ass I'm doing that. Okay? This is about support and maintenance. The day that she comes up with an idea to travel 5-6 hours to a bookstore, and I poo-poo that, we have a problem. You don't ever want to be in that spot. You know, this is about fortifying the marriage. This is a life insurance policy to happy wife, happy life. Cole with the great point. Plus, for the public's safety, you need to drive her. Kenny is talking about anal. Weird. Are you okay? It's been odd with you lately. I don't know what's going on. I can't quite put my finger on it, but I'm wondering, are you taking drugs or something? Or is there something that's going on that we're not aware of that maybe we should be? Odd. Okay, there's that. Anyway, so that is what's happening. So I'm looking forward to it. And you have to. You can't just say, yeah, I got to do this. You know? I am promising you there will be some type of adventure type story that takes place in this. That's why I'm letting you know ahead of time. This is called story arc creation. Something is going to happen. All right. Talking about Trump, I didn't realize this. You know how like you talk about Trump and he's like, all right, hey, we're going to do the largest deportation in the history of the country. And I guess he's doing that. But I didn't know that he actually is like approaching gangs and rounding them up. But I guess he is. And I don't hate this. It is a gang known as Tren, T-R-E-N, de Aragua. Tren de Aragua. And like this gang is in the U.S. And I guess they do gang related shit. I mean, I would guess that if you're in a gang, you're not like having a fundraiser, for the local school or, you know, having a bake sale. If you are part of a Mexican gang named Tren de Aragua, there's a lot wrong that you're doing. Well, Trump said, go get the gang. Well, somebody figured out like where they are. And I guess they're all hanging out in one place. I don't know. And these are all people that are in the country without any documentation. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people have brought up the idea that Trump is just going to go and just gather up people who aren't in here legally, who might be doing the right thing. And that may be true. I think that that is part of it. But in this particular case, he actually did have the ICE go and round up the actual gang. And he put them on a plane, and he led them off to Guantanamo Bay. And they can house 30,000 people at the Guantanamo Bay prison in Cuba. And that's what he did. The Department of Homeland Security said they were transported all the way. The members of Tren de Aragua. It took place about a week after Trump signed an executive order directing the Department of Defense and Department of Homeland Security to do this. And I guess what I want to know is, if you're Joe Biden, all right, and all it takes is like an effort to actually go and get these people, why wouldn't you? I mean, if you're Joe Biden, why wouldn't you say, I love all my migrants who are here illegally that are actually working. but I don't like the gang. We're going to go get the gang. Why couldn't you do that? David says the more EZ talks about Trump, it sounds like he is on his side. Well, you know me. I have always kept it real. Okay? But the idea that a gang is now out of the country, I don't give a fuck if you are supporting Joe Biden or if you do hate Trump. That's actually very good, right? Bruce has an itch and he's hitting that goddamn heater. Let's take a look at this video and see what's going on here.
Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, late yesterday. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says the individuals on that flight were gang members living in the U.S. illegally. Scripps News Global Affairs correspondent Maya Rodriguez joins us now live from Washington with that story. Maya, what else do we know about these people on these flights?
Well, Holly, the Department of Homeland Security says the migrants on the flight are members of...
I hope it's not too loud for you.
...a Venezuelan gang called Tren de Aragua.
Okay, earlier I said Mexican, but they're from Venezuela.
This is the first group of migrants to arrive at Guantanamo Bay since the Trump administration announced its intention to use the naval base in Cuba as a holding facility for people who are undocumented here in the U.S. Now, about 300 U.S. military personnel are currently at the base handling these holding operations, but that number could probably increase as the Trump administration says they will eventually be able to hold about 30,000 people at Guantanamo Bay. And while the base is known for more recently holding people who are suspected of terrorism, there is some precedence for Guantanamo to hold migrants. Between 1994 and 1996, more than 30,000 Cuban refugees were held at Guantanamo as they were brought in by the Coast Guard after being intercepted at sea during a major exodus from the island. Haitians found at sea have also been held at Guantanamo Bay.
Now those people I feel bad for, you know. Here they are on an inner tube trying to get to Florida, and they're locked up in a prison, for God's sake. Jesus Christ. So that was 1994, 95, 96. So who's that? I think that's Bill Clinton, isn't it?
Before their repatriation. But flying in migrants from the southern border is a first. Here's what President Trump said when asked about it this week.
Guantanamo Bay is... Is there enough space there to accommodate?
There's a lot of space to accommodate a lot of people, yes, so we're going to use it.
Can you talk a little bit
we
more
have
about
it. It's already up. We have it for nothing.
Is that all you can... That's it? I wanted to hear him talk more.
In addition to Guantanamo, a military aircraft also repatriated more than 100 migrants to India. According to the Pew Research Center, after Mexico and El Salvador... India is the country with the most number of undocumented migrants living here in the U.S. The repatriation flight to India comes as that country's Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, is expected to visit Washington next week.
Yeah, I mean, I can see where if you're listening to this show that you could think, yeah, EZ likes Trump. Well, I'll tell you what. I said during... the election cycle that I said, I'm not worried about Trump. I'm worried about his supporters. I said that many, many times. Okay. And Trump has done many assholish things since taking office, without a doubt. Stupid. I don't think this is one of them. I don't know how anybody could not get behind Trump taking these assholes and locking them up. I don't give a shit if he shoots them. Who gives a fuck? You know, Cole says, stop calling them migrants. Call them asshole gang members. Ah, whatever you call them. Quit. Don't tell me what to do. I'll call them whatever I want to call them. I'm just trying to get a point across, you cock. Nick writes, see ya, gangbangers. Enjoy the cock meat sandwiches. Let's be honest here. If after however long it takes, there's 30,000 reputed gang members locked away, never to see the light of day again or be killed or sent back to Venezuela. There isn't one person in America that should give a shit about that. Okay? Now, if they go ahead and separate families and do all that, like in the next step, let's say they get rid of all the gang members. And then they go, all right, now we're going after old ladies or children. You know, that's a little bit more dicey. But right now, out of 2 weeks and a few days, I would say I have a favorable approval rating of Trump. Okay? And that's coming from a guy who did not vote for him and staunchly opposed him at every turn for the past 4 years. But if that motherfucker keeps doing good things like getting rid of bad guys, that's going to be very difficult for me to not see those things. So I'm just saying, he's not there yet with me, but keep it up, and he might be. Honestly, how can you possibly not be behind gang members from Venezuela being scooped up and taken to a faraway place? Even Tofus writes, getting rid of gang members is a good thing. Politicians get things right every once in a while. Badger says now it's on to ending wars. Well, I think that that's already begun, frankly. I think ultimately this is done between Israel and Gaza. And I think that Ukraine is done.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Because the United States is not going to pay for that war anymore. And that means Russia is going to take over Ukraine. And that's the way it's going to go. Now, if Russia gets out of fucking line again, Trump needs to take care of that shit. If Putin is like, I just want Ukraine, leave me the fuck alone, let me do my job. At this point, the United States, the citizens should expect that that is going to happen. Now, I hate that for the Ukrainian people. Makes me sad. Tofa says, don't get me wrong. He's still a piece of shit, and mostly he will do nothing between now and 2026. But yeah, I'll give him credit for getting rid of gang bangers. How about that? How about that? That is outstanding. Okay. Understandable outrage. Michigan expert weighs in on Trump's proposal for U.S. to take over Gaza, resettle the Palestinians. We already talked about that. Mitch McConnell, who I thought was done being like a senator. Senator? Yeah. From Kentucky, Republican. He's still there. And, he fell down the fucking steps when he was walking through, like, the halls just the other day. What more does it take to get this poor man to be in a hot tub and relaxing with a nice iced tea or on the rocker at Cracker Barrel? Who are these disgusting family members of his that keep this man doing this job? And when I say that, what I mean is when elderly people are a danger to themselves, if family turns a blind eye and doesn't do anything about it, that is elder abuse, in my opinion. We watched it with Biden. We're watching it with Mitch McConnell. So he's 82, and he's like, I can do what I want. It's like, well, yeah, okay. They just trick him, make up a scenario and fool him, and then that's the end of it, okay? You're going to have to. Somebody has to say something. I think however long it was when he was freezing, that should have been the big cue. God, that was so crazy. I think there was more than
after finishing the.
This might have been the first. This one might have been the second time. This was so uncomfortable to me.
After finishing the NDA this week, it's been good bipartisan cooperation and a string of
cameraman's not doing him any favors, just zooming right in on him as his brain just kind of goes into a factory reset. These guys in back, they haven't yet noticed. Yeah, they need to take him immediately to Shutter Island, never to be heard from again.
Wait a minute.
Are you good? Mitch?
Okay, Mitch?
This guy.
Anything else you want to say? Or should I just go back to your office? Mm-hmm. Do you want to say anything else to the press?
Anything else?
Go back.
Go ahead, John.
I'll take it back.
Leave it.
Let's go back to you.
Go ahead, John.
All those phones out.
Go ahead, John.
Ugh, poor John. John's got a follow-up after that. Nothing to see here.
Who's not here is Senator Mitch McConnell. He's obviously watching from afar.
Well, that is true, and I am.
This guy's doing an impression of Mitch McConnell. All right, here's this one. I know that there was two. Okay, come on now. Come on now. Are you serious?
Re-election in 2026.
What are my thoughts about what?
Running for re-election in 2026. Oh,
that's a...
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026?
Yes.
She's stabbing him in the back to try to wake him up.
All right, I'm sorry, you all. We're going to need a minute.
And a string of...
Well, they've got a compilation.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
That's about it. That's going to be me. You know, I'm 54 years old right now. And in 30 years, I'm going to be right here. And the podcast is going to start. I'll be like, hey, everybody, fuck you. And then I'm just going to stare at the camera. And I'll probably have more listeners or viewers than I've ever had ever. And then I'll come out of it like 3 days later. The dogs will be dead from starvation. There's someone kicking in the door, probably after I just fixed it for the first time in 30 years. Chris says, how is that different from what you do now? You know, that's a low blow. That is a low blow. You fucking Thor-haired fuck. Did I ever get back to you about soccer games? I can't remember if I did or not. All right. I guess I did. Can do. There's two I cannot do. The weekend of Memorial Day. There's five games total. I can do three. I think there's five games. All right. Sorry. All right. Kevin Kuypers is here. He says the truth hurts. It's horrible. I want to update you on drones in New Jersey. Trump looked into this. I swear to God, Trump looked into this. This is Trump's press secretary. I don't know her name yet. And, you know, remember, like, not that long ago, there was, like, drones everywhere in New Jersey. Now, I believe that they're looking for radiation leaks. The White House, though, this is something Biden couldn't do. He couldn't just make up a story. Trump got into office. The first thing he did was he said to this lady, I want you to go up there and make up a story about those drones to get people to shut the fuck up. Okay? And she did just that. Watch, listen to this lie.
Drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons.
Okay. So she just writes that down on a napkin. And that's it. Now, no one says anything. No one goes, what research? What are the specifics of the research? And what are the other reasons? No one asks that question. She wouldn't be prepared for that. This is all bullshit.
The White House says those strange drones.
Okay, the guy who hosts this has a fucked up accent, but you can understand him.
Reasons.
The White House says those strange drones spotted over New Jersey and around the US late last year were approved by federal regulators and are not a security threat. At her first White House briefing, Trump's press secretary Caroline Leavitt confirmed the drones were part of authorized research, and some just belonged to locals who wanted to join in.
Many of these drones were also hobbyists, recreational, and private individuals that enjoy flying drones.
The FBI got more than 5,000 reports from concerned onlookers.
No way in hell is it that simple. If it were that simple, someone would have said something. They would have been able to find that shit out. So Trump said to that chick, look, make up a story and just say it, and that's the end of it. Everybody's going to forget about this because I'm about to impose massive tariffs on Canada, and then I'm going to propose bulldozing Gaza. And I'm going to propose an executive order that transgender people born a dude, become a chick, can no longer participate in sports. You can say whatever you want. You can get up there and say the N-word and no one's going to care.
Even a former governor complained he saw dozens of drones over his home. Authorities now say the sightings were a mix of hobby drones, law enforcement aircraft, and even stars mistaken for drones. With more than a million drones registered in the US, the Federal Aviation Administration says these reports are only going to increase. So the next time you see a light in the sky, is it a drone or is it more than meets the eye?
It's always more than meets the eye because we're being lied to. Piano Finger Banger says, what a crock of shit. Exactly, it's a crock of shit. Something horrible is happening. That's the only reason why those are out there. Yeah, it's just cool. They were just going over homes in fucking BFE, New Jersey for no particular reason. Badger says that... spokesperson something something leave it. Is it Christine? I don't know. Leave it. Describes her as a smoke show. There was another smoke show that was the spokesperson, right? For Trump. Blonde. Not the one that looked that she's like she's been ran through. There was one really, really cute. A blonde near the end of the term. But there was another one who resigned who looked like about 30 black guys ran a train on her. I don't remember either of those chicks' names. Kenny describes the guy narrating that video as Marble Mouth Julius with an accent. That is an apt description. That guy used to talk fucked up. Boy, what a disappearing act, though, that was. My God. All right. So there you go. That's a lie about the drone. This comedian, Chris, sent this along. Thank you, Chris. I'm not sure I know the name of the comic. Okay. She's on stage, And I guess there was a moment on stage where, okay, let me just read it to you first, and then I'll have something to play for you. Comic on stage, trying to work the crowd, ask about a relationship. Two dudes are in the front. Guy says, why are you acting like we're a couple? It's not my fault if you don't have any material. So he heckles her. She says, it's not that. Well, wow, look at you. Well, I can leave right now if I wanted. Dude says, well, I can roast you too. You can't just roast all of us and get nothing back. So audience guy thinks he's a chat member. Okay. Occasionally we get that on here where chat member says, well, yeah, Eric's doing this, so thus I must do it too, which is so annoying. Dude is doing that. Chick says, so you're afraid because I was saying you're gay? Dude says, I can take the mic. Chick says, I have plenty of material, but embarrassing for you. She says, let's move on. Small dick energy. Let's clap for him. He doesn't respond, and then she goes on a rant, screaming at him to look her in the eyes. Full video, relevant bit happens in the first 100 seconds. That video is no longer available. She took it down. Okay. Fast forward to this moment, the one guy she was talking to leaves. Natalie Cuomo, is that her name? Natalie Cuomo is her name. Really cute young comic. The other guy is still sitting there after this heckle fest. That's where we pick it up. I go, Natalie. And so they like her. Natalie! Natalie! Oh my God, she's a terrible.
You can leave. Guy sensing his friend. It's so cute.
Okay, so now the one guy is still there. The one dude leaves. And the guy that's still there is texting the friend who left.
You can leave too. I won't be offended.
She grabs the guy's phone where the text exchange is going on between guy who left and guy who's still there.
LOL, what a fucking clown. I did warn you I would get kicked out. Man, she is sensitive, especially for a comedian.
Opens up the dude's camera and she takes a picture of herself giving the guy the finger and sends it to the dude. I'm breaking my own rule and now I have a crush on a chick who's way too young. Rob Ryan is, I
watch
guess,
where we finish this.
Coach of USC. He's got a brother named Rex. Remember Rex Ryan, New York Jets. He's on TV now. He's a big fat fuck. This fat asshole, they describe it as USC head football coach Rob Ryan had an unhinged rant at his press conference today. Let's take a look at this.
Watch where we finish this year. Watch where we finish this year. This guy is special. He's special. He knows how to get it done. He's a great communicator, great teacher.
It's bad when you can't say the word communicator.
He's fun to be around. He makes everybody better, including the coaches.
Don't know who he's talking about. I just know this guy looks like a reject from Game of Thrones and is coaching the SC Trojans.
You know, we'll see. You know, I'm looking forward for the, what do you call it, spring ball or whatever. I can't wait. We're going to go against the best. Oh, good. Bring it on. Let's see. I can't wait to see that little JUCO kid from Hutch. Bam! We're going to get after his little butt. But anyway, it'll be great. We're excited. You know, and I saw the Maiava guy. I coached his uncle. I hated that kid when I first had him. A USC kid, a little captain. Remember, he could walk under this table right here. Little guy, and we draft this little runt. I'm like, oh, man. This guy, I was all over this kid during the OTAs. Like, man, this guy, man, you got to run to cover guy. Anyway, so then I'm like, hey, guys, Sweet Live has going on vacation with the family, going out to Hawaii, going to Maui.
No one who looks like this, who has the body of Jamingo and the head of a Wilding, can go off on a rambling rant.
I've never been to Maui. I run things in Oahu, but I'm going to go to Maui. He's like, hey, Rob, you getting any kind of trouble now? You just tell him you know Kalooks. I'm like, man, yeah, I'm going to tell him I know Kalooks. Yeah, get the hell out of here. Walk out there. Do the usual. Got me and the wife there. Oh, we're going to have a romantic evening. Go out there. No rent a car.
Okay. How the fuck did they hire a deranged man, a paranoid schizophrenic, to lead a major college football team?
What do you mean? You never called for the rent a car? I told you she's Greek. I'm like, yeah, they must have lost it. So, of course, I forgot to call. Now they're out of cars. I'm in Maui. I got no car. So what do I do?
Like, no one's laughing. They're all just, like, looking at him like he's a psychopath.
I know Kalooks. I got a car. Oh, you know Kalooks? Swear to God, hand to God, true story. I got a van. I'm like, yeah, Kalooks, my man. Anyway, I ended up loving the kid. He was, oh, man, is he mean as a rattlesnake. And there was a reason why that kid was captain with all those first-round draft choices. I love that guy. Ended up, looks can be deceiving.
Whoa. What? Good luck, SC. Jeez. Yoda World says, sir, take the Breaking Bad Skyler White wig off. Tophus says, Jesus Christ, he sounds like Trump. Dave says, what the hell is he talking about? Murder Lover Linda says, compare this ugly fat fuck to Nick Saban. Chris says, easy, I have follow-up for you about the comedian who we just touched on, who, you know, the guy left. Let's see. Where is that, Chris? You didn't send it via email, did you? Or did you send it? Okay. I see. Let's get to that.
Right now,
well, I can roast you too. You can't just roast all of us and get nothing.
Whoa! 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 Whoa!
Is that not fair?
I see. So you were afraid
because,
like, you felt like I was saying your name.
I can take the mic if you want.
Yeah. 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 It's okay. He's your new friend.
I will say this, like, it is such a hard time in this world right now. There are so many people that came together to be supportive and fucking amazing.
Okay, I know this is going to be bad. Now I'm gonna turn on her just because of the tone of her voice.
In this world right now, there are so many people that came together to be supportive and fucking amazing. And you're putting negative... No, fucking look me in the eyes. You're putting negative fucking energy out here. Okay. This is the last...
Then it turns. Now I'm on his side. Okay, I liked her. Now I don't.
No, fucking look me in the eyes. You're putting negative fucking energy out here. This is the last show of my fucking... Look me in the fucking eyes. This is the last... My fucking weekend is a sold out show and you want to say mean shit to me, okay? Woo! So don't fucking do that.
Right now.
Okay, I hated that. I hate her and I hated that. I liked her. Now I don't like her. That was awful. You asshole. You don't do that to your audience. God, that was bad. Kenny says he's turned on now. Ugh. I don't want to think about that. Tophus says she fell for the troll big time. Yeah, he wins that one. You can't lose your shit like that. It's that whole thing I've talked about. You never, ever let them get your goat. Don't show them where the goat is, asshole. You smile and go, oh, my God. Do anything. She could have taken that in about 100 different directions that would have been more appropriate. She's an asshole. Nick says Natalie Cuomo is a psycho. She used to date Luis J. Gomez from Gas Digital. I don't even know what any of that is. She doesn't speak for all tatted people, piano finger banger. LOL. Okay. Excellent. All right. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage wants you to buy now and refinance later. That's right. Buy now and refinance later with Mario. No matter where you are in the U.S., you can call, say hello, say, easy sent me. Mario, what can you do for a mortgage right now? I want to buy a house. 231-332-6505. That is a number to call. 331-332-6505 for the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. When it comes to cannabis, if that's your thing, head to the Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan. Please be thinking, by the way, of a asshole of the day because I'm going to wrap this up. TheGreenMedicineShop.com is where you go for anything cannabis related. They have it all. Recreational cannabis, 21 and up. Medicinal cannabis, 18 to 21 with a med card. You get the med card at TheGreenMedicineShop.com. You could go to any shop, but I'm asking you to go to this one to buy your 10 ounces legal in the state of Michigan and then be on your way. Thank you so much if you've engaged with them or any of my other sponsors on this show. TheGreenMedicineShop.com. Okay. Boy, talked about a lot today. Talked about radio guy Dave Cannon passing. We did some looking back in the rearview mirror, which we always love to do, especially right around a fireversary time. And you know how Freebird said, so many awards. I think we give him the asshole of the day yet another time. I think he is the overall leader. But why good people like Dave Cannon and not Freebird? You know, I mean, honestly, if we could maybe like trade that in and bring Dave back, Ace back, and cash in Freebird. That's actually probably going to be Freebird in a few years. He is your asshole of the day, brought to you by TC Paintball. There you go. Enjoy the rest of your day. As always, I appreciate you. And I will talk to you on the Patreon bonus podcast a little later on. Thank you, folks. Bye-bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.